Chapter 2, Real Over Pretty. Their joy will be in doing what's right and being themselves, and not in being affirmed by others. Galatians 6:4. I never met Luke Lang, but his words have consumed my thoughts for the better part of the day. His last post on Facebook was on April 17, 2019. We're home. We were released from the hospital this afternoon. The doctor decided we couldn't do anything in the hospital that we couldn't do at our house, and the food is better. We didn't argue. It's good to be home. My oncologist and the team from Duke have put together a plan for my next step. We start a new chemo treatment Monday with some aggressive drugs that will require constant hydration. The secret weapon is a drug used for extreme lymphoma and leukemia. I will bring home a lovely infusion pump, so drugs will be pumping into me 24 hours a day. There is the possibility of some pretty dangerous side effects. This has to work in order for us to go to Duke. This is the last resort. That's the report. We have cried a lot today. We have cried out a lot. We are crying out for a miracle. We are crying out for resurrection. It's time. We want something to happen that no human can do. That would be cool. 5 days later, Facebook reported, Luke died. 2 hours and 6 months' worth of posts after I stumbled onto the whole situation, I emerged wet-eyed and wishing I had met this man. I was drawn to his wit in the face of the cancer dragon. I was drawn to his reel in the midst of social media hair ads and smiling selfies and pictures of vacations we all save up a year for that never last long enough. That day, especially, I'd seen all that enough. I didn't feel like riding the Christian inspiration wave, didn't feel like hearing an attagirl, didn't feel like a lecture in some Instagram post about how butter and cheese are going to kill me. I craved more of Luke's reel, even though he was now gone. So I went back into the archives. April 5th, 2019. Ahoy and owie, arg. This week has kicked me in the face and gut and pretty much every other body part. I was given some nasty new chemo drugs this week. I was warned. I was told that the seas were about to get rocky. I've been really weak. The steroids have made my face look like a redfish. My brain is as foggy as a murky old spyglass. I've had a lot of fluids this week. I mean, a lot. We discovered yesterday that I've retained 12 pounds of fluids. I was sloshing around when I walked, and I was starting to look like the Stay Puff Marshmallow Man. I'm now on a magic pill that causes me to go to the bathroom every 8 minutes. My legs have been very wobbly. I mentioned that earlier this week. I've had some very near and dear pirate partners to help me navigate my wobbly course. They sent me a very sweet walking stick. I'm not surprised. They are among many of the epic crew that have helped me keep things steady during this journey. I'm so grateful. Now, sorry, but I've got to go pee again. Post after post like that for months since his diagnosis. Some serious and poignant. Some dripping with sarcasm and talking about his new realities with nausea and pureed food. Most talking about Jesus. All of them fiercely real. There is something refreshing about a person who shows us the real side of life, even if it's oversharing about his need to pee. In this community of real, we feel less alone. It is what all of us long to feel. The good, the bad, the ugly, the complicated feelings, and all the mess that goes through our heads.